I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
So here's the backlash against Shape of Water. David Zindel, son of Paul Zindel, claims the story copies from his father's Let Me Hear You Whisper, a play concerning a female janitor who falls in love with a captured dolphin.
Oh.
She eventually attempts to save the creature, who researchers keep in a lab. We are shocked that a major studio could make a film so obviously derived from my late father's work without anyone recognizing it and coming to us for the rights.
Huh.
There's also some backlash against the scene in Darkest Hour where he takes the tube ride. Director Joe Wright has defended the sequence as fictionalization of an emotional truth, but many people detest the moment and its historical inaccuracies. Is it right to be so overtly fictional in a film that's so steeped in history?
Yeah, what a phony scene. There's no way the Prime Minister is going to ride the tube.
See, that's how naive I was watching it, that I trust my historical films. But see, I also did think it was a different time.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't normally do this, but under these circumstances, he might. Okay, Dunkirk. Many have commented on the apparent whitewashing of Britain's army. Only white men are given prominent roles throughout Dunkirk, with few people of color seen throughout the movie. It erases the Royal Indian Army Services Corps companies, which were not only on the beach, but tasked with transporting supplies. Okay, that's legit. It also ignores the fact that by 1938, Lascars, mostly from South Asia and East Africa, counted for one of four crewmen on British merchant vessels, and thus participated in large numbers in the evacuation. That's a good point. Some offended viewers labeled Get Out racist, to which Peele responded, people that are calling it racist haven't seen it.
We have often tried to broach the subject, and we have never been brilliant. The separation of actor from role. And now, as you point out, the social media is relentless about pulling this together. And maybe, I mean, after all, Franco was not nominated for, I thought, a super role. Probably because a couple of nights before the nominations came in, sexual harassment.
Okay.
And more than one. Well, now, let me ask you this, okay? Now, this is your topic, but I got to ask you.
Yeah.
What is the backlash in Call Me By Your Name?
Oh, the backlash in Call Me By Your Name.
I knew you would have an
is
answer.
Is that, well, I don't have an answer. This is what people are talking about. Of course, because of the age difference between the two characters.
Good.
So, the controversy is that it's a gay romance between a 24-year-old and a 17-year-old. And that's really the sticking point there, especially in this time, you know, right on the heels of Kevin Spacey being accused of inappropriate behavior with a 14-year-old.
When we discussed that on It's Movie Time, I got more responses on that very point than any other show I've ever done.
What were the responses?
And the point is that these were people who had said we had misunderstood. And for instance, in the European tradition, this is not a big deal at all.
Yeah.
But apparently in our American culture, it's still not acceptable. And in fact, that Army Hammer is really 30-something.
Yeah.
How old is
the kid in real life? Do you know?
Maybe somewhere around this.
Oh, God. Now I got to look it up.
All right. Okay. Well,
we can paint ourselves in these corners.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet. He's 22.
Okay.
That changes a lot of things, right? Okay.
But I wanted to add to this, you know, the American vision of an older guy and a younger man. This is not as acceptable. In the European tradition, I have many people who wanted to point out to me that the age of consent in Europe, some European countries, is like 14. You know, what are you guys getting exercise about? So that backlash is true.
Right. Now, you mentioned Army Hammer is how old?
He's in his 30s.
He's in his 30s. Yeah. Well, Timothée Chalamet. I looked this up.
Good.
He's 22 in real life.
Yeah, okay.
So see, now there's that weird wrinkle, right? Because if you show a 32-year-old man kissing us, you know, in intimate situations with a 17-year-old boy, that's unacceptable. But if you make the characters have this slight age difference, it changes things. And also, really, isn't it about first love and having your heart broken?
It is. This is summer in Italy, and you're falling in love.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.